NY State Democrats Go Big on Gerrymandering, Cut GOP Districts in Half. By Wendell Hasebo on January 31, 2022. New York State Democrats on Sunday proposed a redistricting map that cuts the Republican delegation in half. As nationwide state redistricting will remain in place for 10 years and shape national politics for decades, the New York State Democrats are making the best of the opportunity by reshaping districts to favor Democrats in 2022. The map proposed Sunday will greatly help House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, retain control of the House and reduce Republicans' ability to conduct oversight on the Biden administration. The map specifically proposes to cut the 8 GOP-held districts to 4 by eliminating one seat and drawing lines that jeopardize 3 others. The state of New York lost one congressional district due to people fleeing the Democrat-controlled state for red states, according to the 2020 census. Those GOP districts at risk are currently held by Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, Representative John Katko, RNY, and Representative Antonio Delgado, DNY. The New York State Legislature will ultimately vote on the Democrats' proposal, which must be passed by 2/3 of each chamber. This is expected to happen by early April at the latest. The New York State redistricting proposal comes as the establishment media has praised the Democrats' nationwide effort for overperforming. Breitbart News reported. With Republican state legislatures in control of reshaping 187 districts while Democrats only control 75, Republican legislatures had an opportunity to wreak havoc on Democrat-leaning districts, splitting them up with district lines that benefit Republican candidates. But in multiple red states, Republicans have not drawn Republican-favoring district maps. In blue states, however, Democrats have been very aggressive. The establishment media have taken note since December of how weirdly well Democrats are performing. According to the Associated Press on Monday, Democrats are making surprising inroads in the redistricting fight. State legislatures controlled by Democrats have aggressively drawn lines in Illinois, New Mexico, Oregon, Maryland, California, New Jersey, Nevada, and New York. Meanwhile, Republican legislatures have failed to draw strong lines in Florida, Missouri, Indiana, and Georgia. In Florida, Republicans have an opportunity to reshape a number of districts, though the Republican legislature's original map was fairly weak. As a result, Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced his own map that more properly represents the state's political composition. Establishment Republican House Speaker Chris Sprouls, R., and President of the Florida Senate Wilton Simpson, R., are considering DeSantis's proposal during the January and February legislative session. The state maps throughout the nation will greatly influence the 2022 midterm elections and the future of Biden's presidency. If Republicans are able to win back the House and Senate, the GOP will have an opportunity to impeach President Biden, ban lawmakers from trading stocks, fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, and break up big tech. Half of Americans now want to impeach Biden for secretively smuggling illegals into the interior of the U.S. Many Republican candidates have stated on the record they are in favor of such an initiative. But successful action may rely on the number of Republicans elected in November. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.